Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Now, delighted to be down here in Scraggan, Tallamore, County Offaly, at the ploughing. It's News Talk live from the National Ploughing Championships with Open Air, bringing high-speed broadband to 300,000 homes and businesses in rural Ireland. That's fibrerollout.ie. And as I said, we're down here at the ploughing within the air tent. They've very kindly given us a little bit of a little corner of their tent. Delighted to be joined by Paul Bradley. He's the Director of Corporate Affairs with AIR. He joins me now and he's going to tell me about the high street, high speed, Paul. How are you? You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby, for having us. Yeah, no, we're down here at the ploughing. And I suppose, you know, you look at last year, we were talking about rolling out a gigabit of connectivity to 300,000 rural homes and businesses. And, you know, this year, a year on, and we've already delivered a third of that. 100,000 homes and businesses can already take take advantage of that connectivity. And really what that means, high street, is a competition that we ran to attract businesses, to let them profile profile what they're selling, because we know that access to high-speed broadband has been an inhibitor, but actually there's been huge progress. And these businesses now can be facilitated by that, and we want to demonstrate actually that the end user, you know, it's not just about building the infrastructure, it's also then facilitating economic growth.
Tell me, Paul, about the other 200,000. Again, when are we actually going to get those? You say you're a third down the road after a year. When will we see the other 200,000?
We'll see those by the end of 2018. So that is really only 18 months away. So we're averaging somewhere between 30,000 homes and businesses a month that we're passing and bringing online. And we can hear about it. It's word of mouth. People can see they can see the vans out there, the guys actually putting in the infrastructure in place. And so it's happening and it's real. And there are about 100,000 homes and businesses that by the end of this month that will be able to access that high-speed broadband.
People talk about rural broadband. And again, we know that a lot of people have been very unhappy around their experiences trying to run businesses in certain areas. But, like, is rural broadband now, is it a right? Is it like the electrification? Is it similar to when we built Ardna Crusha in the 1930s? Is it a human right and a business right to be able to communicate, to do your business, regardless of what part of the country you're in?
Well, I think the point of view that the company has is that we want to do as much as we can on a commercial basis. And rather than focusing on a right or entitlement, I mean, there's a policy objective here, and that is to get everyone to have access to high-speed broadband. But we can't do that by ourselves. And so, you know, we're doing as much as we can. You know, by the end of next year, 80% of the country is going to have access to high-speed broadband. And then we know that there's a gap. And that's going to take, it's going to be hard yards to get to the final 20%. But right now, there's a very ambitious plan, and that is everyone should have access to high-speed broadband.
All right. Well, listen, I'd like to thank you for joining us. I'm going to interview three of the winners now of your high-speed, high-street competition. That's Paul Bradley there, Director of Corporate Affairs with AIR. And delighted to be joined here in our little pod, our News Talk pod, with the rain bashing up against the windows from the ploughing, by Louise Egan. She's the co-founder of iSpy. We've got Ronan Ward, who's a co-founder of Homebird from Cavan. And we also have Francis Fitzgibbon from Story Stock in Tralee. You're all very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Louise, we might start with you. Are you a Clare lady? Is that right?
I am indeed, yeah.
Now, tell us about this wonderful business that I'm hearing all things about, this yoga gear that you and your mum have come up with.
Well, I suppose my mum has been a yoga teacher for 18 years, and she had always seen in her classes that people were wearing unsuitable clothing, I suppose, you know, and she had seen common problems again and again. And she always says, if you saw what I saw, that you'd do the same thing, you know, that she just saw so many people wearing see-through leggings and ill-fitting tops, you know, just not the right gear.
So then when you do whatever yoga position it is,
exactly,
you're compromised.
And as a teacher, she can see everything because she's right, walking around. And she,
so it's not pretty.
No, exactly. So, so yeah, like, I mean, I was in transition year and I was doing a Start Your Own Business course as part of that. And then my mom came to me, and I have a love of fitness and I play camogie. And she came to me and said, listen, I've always thought about doing this, but now it seems like a perfect opportunity because I was doing a Start Your Own Business course. So that's where it came from. And then we spent a lot of time, about 18 months, I'd say, actually developing the clothing, because we knew we had to solve them problems and we couldn't just throw out any old gear and say, okay, we're solving this problem, but not actually do something about
it. And how many lines do you have?
We only have 5 items at the moment.
Well, that's probably not a bad idea in terms of getting it
going. Yeah, that's the thing, because, I mean, there's a lot of costs in terms of actually developing the products and then stock and stuff as well. So we have half-zip leggings, sports bra, shorts and a microfiber towel.
Okay.
So that's what we started off with.
So, and then the process then is they're ordered in the Far East. How long does it take them to get to you?
Actually not from the Far East. We get them manufactured in Europe.
And right, even better.
Yeah, it's about 4 weeks, and then we have stock ourselves at the moment, and we sell through our website, which is i-buy.ie. And we're doing fantastic work with the website. Like, I mean, I only finished the Lehman Cert there in June, and since then, even in them 2 months, we've had over 50% of our sales have been exports.
Well done.
So it's fantastic to see that it's actually growing.
Well, I think you might be one to watch, Louise Egan, the co-founder of iSpy. I think you seem to have your finger on the pulse. You know how to sell, you know how to produce. So, and it's great to see a young lass from Clare with the vision that you have for that business. So stay with us, because our next guest is Ronan Ward. He's a co-founder of Homebird, and they're in Ballina up there in County Cavan.
That's
Ronan,
right,
you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about your business. You're, I think, from the arts background, and your wife and yourself. Your wife's a visual artist and you're a graphic designer.
That's right, Bobby. We run an online store called homebird.ie, and it's up and running since 2013. And we basically brought together our two passions. I'm a graphic designer, web designer, and Orla is a visual artist, as you say. And when we got married about 6 years ago, we decided that maybe we'd put something together. And what evolved as an exhibition initially has now turned out to be our online store, homebird.ie.
Okay, so it's a limited edition of prints and greeting cards. So is it location specific?
Well, what we do is we try to hone in on localisms. When, for example, you go abroad, you often find that you meet people, Irish people, and the first thing they'll ask you is, what county man are you?
Kilkenny.
So, for example, we try to hone in on the different sayings that evolve out of each of these counties. And we try to, all our artworks are designed in Cavan in our studio and printed there. So it's all Irish-based, and a lot of our sales online would be through the Irish diaspora abroad. So
okay.
We have about 60% of our sales go abroad from Australia to Canada, wherever the Irish are. And they love a little momentum of Ireland sitting on the wall. Rather than something meaningless that's framed, they have something that reminds them of home.
Now, interesting enough, creative people, you're creative, as is your wife.
Yeah.
Two creatives, does that mean good business? Who does accounts?
Yeah, no, we share the burden. I mean, I have to say that my wife, to be honest, is far more creative. I design the pieces, but we sit down and do a bit of brainstorming together, and she's really good. She's a wicked sense of humour, which helps, especially for her greeting cards. I mean, the main reaction we get, people laugh when they see them, you know, they love the humour that's involved there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it is great that you can actually operate this business. You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, the inability of businesses to survive and thrive in parts of rural Ireland.
Yeah.
You're an example of a business that's doing very nicely, and you're living where you want to live.
Yeah, I mean, 90% of our sales are online. We do markets, so we get out on the road, a bit like today in the ploughing. I know it's a bit wet, but you have to get out and press the flesh and let people know that the brand exists, you know. We do a lot of online marketing. We get some press coverage. We've been lucky enough with The Independent and Examiner, a different place like that, and a few online bloggers. But you have to get out and meet people, shake their hand, put a flyer in it and say, you know, get on the floor and tell people you exist, basically.
Okay, that's Ronan Ward. He's the co-founder of Homebird up there in Ballina in County Cavan. My third guest is Francis Fitzgibbon from Storystock, down there in the southwest in Tralee. Francis, you're well known to us because you're a former colleague of mine at News Talk.
That's right.
We remember you fondly over the years, and it's nice to see you doing your own thing with Storystock. How's it going?
Good, yeah. Thanks, Bobby. No, it's great, as you say, former journalist. So I realise the gap in the market. And at its very most basic, Storystock.com is a platform that connects people who create content, be it writers, videographers, bloggers, with people who need content. And they're primarily brands, brand newsrooms, charities, organizations, and media. So what you'll find is it's a very crowded, noisy online market these days, and people need to build audiences, they need to communicate, and to do that, they need good stories, they need good blogs, they need good videos, and we can connect them with the people who create those. And we've been building that community now for the last 8 months. We're growing. we're trying to focus on people who write in speciality areas like finance, economics, agriculture, health, stuff like that.
And are people prepared to pay for the for decluttering their world and getting something packaged as you will package the story in a way that's meaningful, that they know they'll use it and they'll use all of it? Is that really what you offer?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're driving good content, good stories around the brands. A lot of our clients are here. Dairy Master across the way are a client of ours. So we're telling agricultural stories of the farmers who are using their technology. The European Commission is down the track here. We've had a contract with them where we've told positive stories of people who've been positively impacted by more EU. So that's the kind of content we're helping brands create to basically help them stand out. So advertising is totally changing, and it's a market that's really... You need to be clever in how you're communicating now. We're just helping people to communicate better.
You're working from Tralee, Francis, and I see that your problem, well, not a problem, but one of the challenges you had was actually getting employees to work in your business. So it's interesting when we talk about, you know, bring jobs to rural Ireland and bring jobs here and there, and then when you have jobs, that maybe that it's actually quite difficult to actually fill them as an employer.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, that's one of our challenges in particular. There's an ICT skills shortage down around our part of the world, so we're looking for very specific PHP developers and all that kind of stuff that they can be difficult to get. So we often use the technology that's available to us to allow them to work remotely. So this week in particular, I was on a Skype conference call to India, one to Germany, one to Brussels, all from our offices down in Tralee. And we regularly have those kinds of Skype calls with content creators, with brands. It's a different way of doing business, but one that people are getting used to. And actually, one thing we find is the people in those countries are a lot more amenable to that kind of communication, whereas in Ireland, the brands, they want to shake the paw and meet you and eyeball you a little bit. When it goes to, we had a client in Germany, we had one in Brussels, they were quite happy to deal with us Skype to Skype.
Okay, well listen, it's a true pleasure to talk to three businesses that are really doing stuff and, you know, making good business down in remoter parts of the country. I'd like to thank again Louise Egan, the co-founder of iSpy down there in Clare, Ronan Ward of Homebird up there in Ballinan and Cavan, and Francis Fitzgibbon from Storystock down there in Tralee. And also, of course, to thank Paul Brady, the Director of Corporate Affairs with AIR, who introduced our guests. So thank you all very much, and we're wishing you every success in your business fortunes here on.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.